nombre es Antonio Cerezo Contreras, tengo 32 años, estuve preso 7 años y medio, acusado de delito de delincuencia organizada y salí en libertad.
My name is Antonio Cerezo Contreras. I am 32 years old. I was in prison for 7.5 years because I was accused of organized crime. I was freed February 16, 2009. I am a member of the Cerezo Committee.
Mi nombre es Héctor Cerezo Contreras, tengo 30 años. Estuve también preso 7 años y medio por el delito de delincuencia organizada y salí libre el...
My name is Héctor Cerezo Contreras. I am 30 years old. I was in prison for 7.5 years because I was accused of organized crime. I was freed February 16, 2009.
Bueno, mi nombre es Francisco Cerezo, yo no estuve preso. Y bueno, yo soy el coordinador del Comité Cerezo y pues parte del comité que trabajamos afuera por la libertad.
My name is Francisco Cerezo Contreras. I was not incarcerated. I am the coordinator of the Cerezo Committee. I am active in the committee and I work for the release of my brothers from the outside.
Dos aspectos, a nosotros podemos platicar un poquito de lo que nos toca vivir como presos.
There are two aspects that we can speak about regarding our experience as prisoners that highlight the ways of resisting from the inside. Our primary means of resistance as a prisoner was to refuse to fall into idleness by writing each time we had a chance. To write about literature, histories, news, poems, or political reflections on our reality and about current affairs that we may hear from the radio, in addition to working towards self-sufficiency. Essentially, it means that you resist the prison stealing your dream of a better society. You remain faithful to your principles, and you don't allow that the prison change your behavior, nor your ideals for social transformation.
De que otro país diferente podía ser construido. No abandonar nuestros principios en nuestra conducta dentro de la cárcel, pero tampoco nuestra idea de la transformación social.
Y bueno, afuera nosotros lo que decíamos era la estrategia del Estado es crear.
Our perspective from the outside was to look from the state's strategy to provoke fear, to paralyze us in order that we stop working. Our goal was to transform fear into motivation to continue the struggle. If we have the capacity to transform fear into motivation, then we are capable of continuing to speed the situation we might face throughout the struggle.
Sí, y ahora los mismos mecanismos de resistencia.
Since we were released, we have continued to resist by joining the Cerezo Committee, which is now a human rights organization. We work in solidarity with everyone who has in some manner supported our struggle for freedom and have supported the struggle for the freedom of all political prisoners and prisoners of conscience in this country. We struggle and work in solidarity with social movements and people who are victims of state repression. We accompany different social movements.
Como nuestra idea es de que también nosotros acompañamos al movimiento social. Somos parte de.
We believe that we are part of the social movements, but we also do specific work in our accompaniment of these movements. We document human rights violations. We support and accompany family members of political prisoners and prisoners of conscience in writing urgent actions and help them do other tasks related to human rights work.
Ver que, o creer que las organizaciones de derechos humanos están separadas del movimiento social es una concepción equivocada. Que nosotros creemos que debemos de transformar.
There is no distinction nor contradiction between human rights works and social movements. We believe that this is a false division that we should change.
Nosotros estamos viendo que México está desde hace aproximadamente unos 8 o 10 años.
We see that over the last 8 to 10 years, the repressive model in Mexico has changed and takes its direction from Colombia. It also incorporates North America counterinsurgency methods as well as counterinsurgency strategies from Israel.
También recoge la experiencia contrainsurgente norteamericana y también la Escuela Contrainsurgente Israelita.
Nosotros a la colombianización le llamamos cuando el Estado a través de sus
colombianizations refers to the state support of narco and paramilitary bodies in order to enable a war against society at large.
Absolutamente hasta el último rincón del territorio, y es una pelea por el territorio.
It is a war that affects every corner of the country. A war that enforces narco and paramilitary control over a territory in which the state enables that repressive forces to gain social control in that territory.
Y cuando no puede, desde el punto de vista judicial o represivo, contener un descontento social, va a utilizar entonces.
The state can no longer contain social discontent and use a paramilitary strategy to control the people. Like what we see in Guerrero, which is open and visible to all.
Toda disidencia. Y donde, como en Guerrero vemos, son ya los paramilitares.
Certain political factors enable the criminalization of dissidents, as in Guerrero, where the paramilitary forces come into the communities before the army arrives to spot the people who will be imprisoned, tortured, and assassinated.
Nosotros le llamamos colombianización cuando el Estado utiliza su mano siniestra, es decir, el paramilitarismo, que es el narco y los militares, para empezar a borrar toda forma de resistencia.
That is what we call colombianization. The state deploys paramilitary forces working in tandem with drug cartels, as well as with the army, in order to eliminate all social resistance.